Discipline, discipline. It sounds like a naughty word. It sounds like a terrible word. It sounds like a word that's going to take us and make demands on us and do all sorts of things to us. And it's the farthest thing in the world from what the word discipline means. The word discipline means that I choose to be active in a certain way in my life, and I choose to be loving. I choose to be unconditionally loving. I choose to be joyful. I choose to be happy. That's a discipline. A discipline of being happy and being loving and being thoughtful and being considerate. Those are disciplines that we all would like to have, and we all do have to a certain degree. But we don't have it to the degree that it's most effective to us. It could be most effective to us if we could really be disciplined. And discipline comes by practice. Discipline comes by putting into work that which I choose for myself, that which I desire for myself, that which I want for myself. I choose to put it into motion for me. Now, what could discipline be? I discipline myself to brush my teeth every morning. Oh, that's not a discipline. That's just a habit. That's just something good that you do. I discipline to wash my face every morning. I discipline myself to have a good breakfast every day. I discipline myself to have a good lunch and a good dinner. I discipline myself to call everything that I have good. I have a good lunch, I have a good breakfast, I have a good dinner. I like me. I discipline myself in every way so that I will have the most wonderful experiences that I could ever choose to have in my life. And how do I go about having these things in my life? How do I go about disciplining myself? Well, if I have a habit of every morning when I get up, I say, I feel great, I feel wonderful, this is a wonderful day, I live in a beautiful body, I'm fantastic. That's a habit, but it's a discipline too. Because as I have this habit and this discipline of saying this to myself, to my body and to my life, then I am developing a habit, I'm developing a discipline, I'm developing an awareness within myself of who I really am. Now, I can have a habit of getting up in the morning. Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I hate to get out of bed. That was a song that was a long time ago. And that's what a lot of people sing. They hate to get up. They hate to get out of bed. So perhaps they've gone to bed late. Or perhaps they're just sleeping in because they have no delight, no excitement in the day that stands before them. What is the day that stands before me? It's not the things that I'm going to do. It's not the wonderful activities that I'm going to be engaged in. But it's me that I like. I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And when I discipline myself by saying that every moment of my life, I do like me. I do enjoy my presence. I do enjoy being who I am and where I am and what I am and how I am, and it's wonderful. Now, sometimes we can feel a little bit self-righteous. We feel that people are pushing our buttons. We feel that people are causing us to do things and acting about us in ways. Now, why is it they're causing us to do things that we don't want to do? Why is it that they're causing us to do things that we might want to do, but we don't want to have them cause us to do it? Now, what do we do about that? A person comes up to you and says, "Will you do this for me, please?" And immediately you feel responsible to do it. You feel that you have to do it. You feel that it's a must-do. Now, if the person were to come up to you and say, "Now, I've been trying to figure this thing out, how to do this, and I haven't quite got the knack of it yet. Now, when I'm doing this and doing that, what is the best way to do it? How is the best way to look at it?" And right away, that joyful, cooperative nature that's in all of us starts to come out, and you want to help this other person do what they want to do, and you joy in helping them do it, and you help them do it because they delight in having you help them. Now, it's not that you must do it. It's not that you have to do it. It's not that it's something that they control you or manipulate you in doing. It's just something that you feel good about doing. Now, can you work with other people, work with yourself that way? Do you say, oh, how I hate to get up in the morning? Oh, how I hate to get out of bed? Oh, if this is what you say to yourself, then your whole day is starting off with a very terrible note. Your whole day is starting off with the idea that you are not happy with yourself, you're not happy with your day, you're not happy with the world, you're not happy with anything, and you are just not a happy person. Now, when you're not a happy person, what happens to you? When you're not a happy person, what happens to you is that you do not like yourself. When you're not a happy person, you do not feel good about yourself. You do not feel that you're wonderful. You do not feel that you're fantastic. You do not feel that you're gorgeous. You do not feel that you're marvelous. You do not feel anything about yourself. And it's too bad. It's just too bad, because we all should feel good about ourselves. We all should feel very good about ourselves. And as we feel very good about ourselves, we feel wonderful. We feel marvelous. We feel joyous. We feel super. We feel that all the world is a marvelous, wonderful place. All the world is a glorious place. And that's just what we feel. Now, can you feel that way about yourself? Can you feel that way about your life? Can you feel that way about everything you do? So that when you get up in the morning, you just feel wonderful? That when you go to bed at night, you just feel, I'm ready for a good night's sleep. And you say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And you fall asleep liking yourself. You say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. And you just feel all is in divine order. There's no problems that come to your attention. There's no worries. There's no feelings that come to your attention that say, this is not going to work out. This is not a happy day. This is not a good day. Nothing like that is going to happen to you, because you are in charge of yourself, because you are in charge of your world, because you are totally in charge, and you are the person who sets all things in motion for yourself. You are the person who sets all things in motion for every activity of your life, for every activity of your world, for everything that you do. You set the cause in motion, and you're disciplining yourself every moment of your life to feel good, to feel right, to feel strong, to feel powerful, to feel joyous, to feel wonderful. And you can, and you do. You feel powerful. You feel joyous. You feel wonderful, because that's who you are. Now, is that really who you are? Is that who you want to be? Is that who you really want to be? You really want to be what you are? You can. Now, if you want to be that way, then you set that cause in motion by how you act. You set that cause in motion by how you live your life. You set that cause in motion by everything to do, everything that you are, everything that you want, everything that you enjoy in life. You set the cause in motion. You discipline yourself to be all that you are. You discipline yourself to be all that you want to be, all that life is. You discipline yourself. And when you do that, everything is wonderful. So you can see, discipline is a very wonderful, beneficial, powerful thing for you and for me. It causes us to live our life in a marvelous way, and we are doing everything right. Now, do you want to do everything right? Do you want to do everything that's beautiful and good? Do you want to be all that is wonderful in your life? Then learn to discipline yourself. And as you learn to discipline yourself, you find that everything works out very beautifully. I love discipline. because it trains me in the areas that I want to go. And I love you because I created you the most beautiful expressions of love and peace and joy that I have ever known. I love you. I love you. I love you.